disgyn i Morris, walk over the ergyd. Where's Baines? Where's Baines? Di sgorio dros gap Ceir Connor.
Ac mae Cwpan Cymru 2017-2018 yn mynd i Ceir Connor. Mae hynny yn o'n
cyflwyno y Cwpan i George Horan. A Ceir Connor ydi enillwyr Cwpan Nathaniel MG.
So, welcome, Matt, to the key talking point. And obviously, you're here because we're celebrating not only the first team JD Cymru Premier win, not the only the under-19s title win, but also your under-18s win. They are Welsh National League Reserves and Colts Division champions. How does it feel?
Yeah, it's, well, when you hear you say that, you know, it's great. Not just obviously for me and for Kev and for the coaches, but it's what the players deserve, you know, the amount of stuff that they've and the work and the... and the sacrifices that they've made throughout the season, you know, and especially since I've had them, there's no complaints. You know, as far as I'm concerned, we've been the best team. And that's saying something because we've got big teams in that league. You know, I think we deserve it. In the way that it sort of sealed the trilogy for us as a senior phase as well, the way it's come around, I think it's brilliant. You know, I made it for the coaches. You know, Gaz works for them every day. It was a special mention to Gaz, you know, and everything that he does, along with them through work, obviously, as much as they can throughout the week with the lads. So I'm in a very fortunate position. I get a set of, you know, great ones on Saturday. Yeah, a little tiny bit of work here and there. The majority of the work for me with them, just what's been implemented throughout. So, you know, it's been great, especially with our first season. You know, we moved over leagues. Wanting to develop the players a little bit more. So we were a part of the Northeast Division last year, and we made an executive decision, me, JF, to move over to what we're in now. And that's more challenging for the lads. You know, it's more, yeah, more expectation, get more success. And that's what we want. You know, sometimes the teams we were playing against, they were only with physical. There were some lads in there that shouldn't be in that league. They should be up, you know, should be earning a few quid playing every Saturday, but they did it to be with their mates. And, you know, our lads have just come out of high school. So when we've gone for 16 years old, you know, it's been a great change for that as well, for the lads. And very competitive. You know, there's no easy games. You know, no easy games at all. If you look at it on paper, it might look easy, but sometimes, you know, they're the hardest ones. But made up for the lads. Really made up for the lads. Well,
when the league was stopped due to the pandemic in March, the under-18s played 18, won 16, no draws, losing only two. So it was a really, really long wait for them, obviously, to be given the title. And especially a wait in the last week, because I know the league was officially stopped, but without a call on a championship. So what's the past week been like for the lads?
Yeah, well, exactly what you said there, you know, for the lads as well as us. You know, we were in the exact same boat. We really didn't know anything different up until the same as you guys, really. You know, when the first team heard their decision being made and that applied for everyone else. We got some contact from the league, I think, last week, like you mentioned, but basically that hit on saying that the league's going to be reformed as part of the FAW restructure, which we were sort of aware of anyway, in regards to no promotion, everything around that. So I'm not entirely sure how that works, and I'm very fortunate, the club are very fortunate to have Kev Manley on board with us, who is very good at taking care of all that sort of stuff. So, you know, that's is in his capable hands. So, with that in regards to it, you know, we've just been waiting. We've been expecting some good news. To be honest with you, it's more just the ceiling of it for the lads. You know, some clarity on what's actually happened, because, you know, the lads have put a shift in. You know, some lads have been with us for 2 years, some 3 years that have been down and playing with the 18s with me. For example, Max Moore. When I very first started and came in, Max was in my squad every week. You know, when he came down and helped us a few times, I know he's been on the first team's radar, and he's flying with the 19s. So that's just an example of what it's like as a collective with us. It's just closure for them, you know, and for us, so we can actually prepare for next season going forwards.
You talk about a collective, and that's an important part of our under-18s model. Explain a bit how the under-18s operates, and also the league itself, because I know a lot of people not from the area, not from Flintshire, not from Wrexham, wouldn't necessarily know sort of where the Reserves and Colts division fits within the Welsh football.
Yeah, so, well, first off, the Reserves and Colts division. So that's sort of, there's two leagues there, basically, for this area in North East Wales. So it's what we're in, and we're in, like, the second division of that, and there's also the Reserves and Colts. I think it's just the Reserves League, it's called, which is, like, the league above ours. So it's them two leagues around us, and they've got teams like Mold Alexin, for example, you know, good semi-pro, professional teams, you know, decent standard. So when we moved over to this league setup, it was agreed with the club, and you know, we weren't expecting to come right into the top tier. We had to work for it, and that's been a big part of us as well. You know, working for that promotion, because alongside we've got Airbus in our league as well. You know, we beat them at their place, they beat us at our place, which come down to a 3-2 result. And you know, there's great standards there all the way throughout in this league, especially. So even though you go down to mid table, I think if you look at it. I think there was a Brimbo, for example. I think they only lost 3 or 4, and 2 of them were to us. You know, so that for me shows how strong we were in that league, which is a great benchmark going in for next year. You know, it sets everything up exactly how you want it to be. So the 18s model itself, as we know, the scholarship itself is made up of 19s and 18s players. So Gaz and Rich takes them throughout the week. And when it comes to weekend time, a set amount of players get set to me and a set amount of players get set to Gaz. So Gaz takes under 19's team, which are then set up on a Sunday, you know, and we were very fortunate enough to win, you know, that title. So the team that's with me on the weekends and with Kev, you know, that's where we try and get them built up for senior football. So that side is really there and to build them up and, you know, expectations. And I've said it a few times to the lads, more so last season, we're in that different league, but even in this season, you know, we're playing against some big, strong physical men, you know, 30-year-old men. And I'm saying, look, this is more realistic football, because obviously the 19s league is a fantastic standard to be involved in and to watch and, you know, to coach, very tactical. But I feel the way that you develop is massive in what you get on Saturday. You know, I'm a big believer of that. I think it's not just the physical element, but the mental element. It goes back to what I mentioned at the beginning, where the lads have just come out of high school. You know, they're putting their hands up to go to the toilet. And now it comes over to September, 2-3 months after they've finished high school, and they're putting it to play against men, you know, who obviously we've all been there, who can say some certain things and act in a certain way, all within the boundaries of sport. You know, we all accept that. But this, it really is a big challenge for them. And the way that we've just performed, so I'll just say to, like I said before, Max Moore, for example, absolutely shone this season as far as I'm concerned. You know, I've had Connor Harwood be with me, obviously ex-Nomads player who's been involved, and he's been with me on the very first start of the 18s, and it really gets you set for the senior football more so. It's a great learning tool, and it's something that the lads that I've had this year, they're hopefully, the year ones are going to take it into their next year to really build on what they've learned with Gaz is the hope of the under-19s.
Exactly where we were going next. So obviously the under-18s, lots of them playing for the 19s as well. They've now won 2 really major titles and they've still got the whole careers ahead of them. So what's that going to do for their confidence, obviously, going into the next season?
Oh, listen, it's massive, isn't it? You know, it's absolutely huge. And you know, I think the cohort that we have now, I think we need to, and we have done, is to recognise the work that Ian Bennett and JP, Joel Parry, have put into recruiting the lads at the beginning. Now, obviously, I was a part of that with some decisions, but the majority was them two lads. Obviously, things changed in regards to the setup when Gaz has come in. So the stuff that Gaz has instilled, the culture, the work ethic, you know, that just for the lads in itself, that confidence that we have in each other, You can't replace that, you know, and that goes for the coaching staff as well. Now, the stuff that we have as a group, as a coaching staff, I believe is extremely tight, and we're in very good harmony with each other. You know, we've got a great understanding of what the 18s league's about, a great understanding of what the 19s league's about, a great understanding of what we need to push the players onto the firsts. which is obviously the aim of this, and we've been successful. So just going back to what you said then, in regards to the confidence for the lads, it can only do wonders. You know, the senior phase, 18s, 19s and first team, we're all champions, you know, and that's something that's a remarkable achievement for any club at any level.
Of course. And now, sort of, where next for the under-18s? Because I know the question of promotion isn't fully decided, but are we certainly hoping that we get to go up into what would be the reserves division?
Yeah, that's the exact hope. So the reserves division is what we've always set out for. You know, we said it at the beginning, I said it to the lads, and that's been a real big driving force for a lot of our performances. So I think at the beginning of the season, I think we were 10 or 11 unbeaten. You know, we didn't lose a game, didn't draw a game, and no matter what league you're in, that's a fantastic achievement to do, especially in our debut season, and especially against some tough opposition, like I mentioned before. That was a big driving force, you know, and that's something that me and Kev, I was very, very well driven in every single match day. I was, listen, we've got to get closer to getting up a league, we've got to work hard for this, you know, the standard stuff, but that's something that we have always aimed to get at, and we always want to perform at the high standards. You know, as we believe as a collective, coaches, as well as the players, we all know that we deserve to be in that higher league, the reserve division. So that is something that we are going to be applying for, something that we are wanting to be a part of, you know, and that's just to push the lads on more than anything. You know, let's challenge at the highest standards that we can.
Going on to yourself, obviously, before you were at Connors Quay, you spent time at Colwyn Bay, where a lot it was the reserve squad, correct me if I'm wrong. That you had I know from what I've seen on social media, a lot of the lads in your squad went on to play at higher levels and continue their careers. Is that the same sort of target you're aiming for with the under-18s?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've said it a few times, I'll say it on record again, that the stuff that I did with Colne Bay and Colne Bay as a club, you know, they were fantastic towards me, giving so much opportunities and just exposing me to the world of football, really. So just a tiny little brief of background. I used to be a website designer, always had a little football, but I always thought everyone did until, you know, that. So I sort of just took a decision to change my career path. I've gone down into the coaching route with Colwyn Bay, and me and Chris Thompson worked very closely in setting the academy up. Now, I've said this a few times. I've said it to Jay when I came in 3-4 years ago now. And I said to him, when we set up the academy at Colne Bay, we looked towards Connors Quay at the standard of what we wanted to do, not just how they played or anything like that, or the standard of players, but just the general, you know, the general setup and everything around it. So that's something that we tried to instill in Colne Bay, and that's something that we were really working towards. So off the back of that, the chairman, at the time Frank Sinclair was the manager, the chairman asked me to go in there, shadow Colne Bay for the last 6 games. And we had to win all 6 games of that campaign to stay in the then Conference North, which is now like the Vanarama Conference North. And we managed to do it, you know, so we won 6-6, stayed up, in that division. And just been a part of that dressing room, you know, just learning so much from listening to everything that was going on and just watching, you know, just sitting back and watching. And that was really like the first instance of proper senior football. You know, I've been involved in football before and played since I was, you know, a wee kid, but watching it and being a part of that, and you learn so much just from being around people. Now, with that reserve team that we had, and like you just mentioned there, so much success has happened off the back of them. You know, so that lad that plays there, you know, Mark Williams was a part of that team that we had. He's now, you know, skipper at Aberystwyth. Damien Kettley, Ashley Sedding, regulars for the Colne Bay first team. A guy called Pierce Jones, he's out there in America on a scholarship, performing really well as a striker, who's been offered a contract back here with a semi-pro club. And the list goes on. You know, I've had, I think, about another 5 or 8 players that are involved in the Welsh Alliance as it is at the moment. So that's, you know, I've got experience. That's something what I said, what Jay was very keen off when I came on board. You know, he said he was very impressed by what I've managed to achieve with the squad. And obviously it wasn't just me, I'm not claiming that, but the stuff, the work that me and Chris Thompson, like I mentioned, you know, it was big, it was good, you know, and we try to maintain the highest standards, and that's something that I try and do every single training session, every single day of my professional career, and that's something that we expect the lads to do. And that's something that Gaz has come in and, like I mentioned before, really focused on. And, you know, good players make good people. And that's the biggest thing that we've got to go towards. But that's something that, you know, I'm happy to share with any of the lads. You know, I've always offered it. There's great potential there for the lads. I can happily say now, and I'll stand here, and the amount of depth and talent that's in that squad, I'll be surprised if they don't get further, you know, if that's what they want.
Talking of winning trophies, obviously we're celebrating now our trilogy of titles, and you've seen a fair few trophies won in the past 2 years with your other football role, which is at Man City.
Yeah, so now I've sort of moved roles a little bit in regards to that. So I very first got involved at the academy at young age, you know, sevens, sixes, and then it just snowballed from there, really. So now I'm working with the 16 to 19 year olds. So pretty similar to what we do here at the Nomads with the scholarship. I work with a select few of a group of lads over there, and you know, some of them as well, the way that they've progressed and the way that they've achieved some certain stuff, you know, it's good, it's brilliant, you know, it's great to be a part of. But yeah, great little role to be in, put it that way. I'm very fortunate to be in that situation.
Absolutely. Matt, thanks very much for being on the Key Talking Points, and congratulations on your 2019-20 West National League Reserves and Colts Division title.
Cheers, Will, mate. Thank you. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it. Cheers.